What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't understand.
You don't get the levels we would have gone.
I am your salvation.
We would have gone.
Average
if
listener.
If you thought this was 11 out of 10, you haven't met me long enough.
So, Shador's walk into the Bank of America Stadium has been posted. Actually, I believe it was Daniel Oyafusi, who was on with us at 2:40, got the video. And, all right, so there's a few things. One, apparently Shador is walking in to his own song.
Well, yeah. Why would he not walk into his own song?
You don't have to walk into music.
You create a banger like that, you're not going to walk in on that?
You do not have to walk into any music. You just walk into silence.
If you're lame. If you're just a big lame guy.
You're like 99% of quarterbacks don't walk into a song.
I love that he is hyping this up in a big way.
I love
what this vibe moment is. I don't understand the guy with the staff in his hand. I don't know where that guy
I think that's the more problematic thing. Is he a member of the team or is he a member of the Shahai?
It doesn't seem like Shador was just like, hold this.
Wait. So I thought the guy with the staff, if you guys haven't seen this, you need to go to Twitter, see Daniel Oyafusi's tweet. So the guy with the staff is also carrying a bag. I thought it was just luggage. That's playing the song. Part of the luggage is a gigantic speaker.
Yeah.
I might be out on Shador, guys.
Wait, you thought it was an iPhone or something he was just playing off
yes,
of?
Yes, I had no idea. I haven't listened to
it.
Why
are you out? Because he enjoys his own music to get him hyped up?
Because this is Chach.
Oh, first football player to ever play music before a big game.
You are so gaslighting America right now.
Not at all.
That is such a gaslighting thing to say.
Why?
He's the first guy. How many quarterbacks plays music before they play these games? How many quarterbacks walk into a stadium?
Have you seen with Mahomes and those Bose headphones that they always have? They all play music.
They're listening to it.
They're not playing it for everyone before the game. This is 3 hours. Kickoff's in two and a half hours.
If any other quarterback did this in the NFL, you'd call them Chach.
Not a chance.
No, you need
to
know.
Who cares what he's walking into?
That is, my God.
He's like a boxer getting ready for a fight. This is his entrance.
Guys, if you or a family member
is
displaying the same attitude that Peter Lynn is displaying right now.
This gets him cocky. This gets him. This is him feeling it in the moment.
Get the straight jacket. This is pure Shador derangement scenario.
For 3 months, the Browns have told him you're a fourth string quarterback and a fifth round pick. That's not fourth string quarterback, fifth round pick energy, and that's what I need from him. I need him to constantly remind himself that he is much better than what the Browns try to tell him that he is.
So wait, you think at any point Shador's forgotten what he was?
No.
You think he's been humbled
because
by any
he continues
of this?
To do this, which is why he needs to. I can't let him be before the biggest game he's ever had in his life. And that's what this preseason game is right now, by the way. Before the biggest game of his life, I can't have him thinking he's just another Chach. Come in with your music. Come in with your entourage with the staff. Get yourself ready to go. And I'll see you at kickoff.
This is Shaspin like we've never heard. And I dare say,
not really.
This is Shesickness.
Very Colin Coward of you, right, by the way, to be like, oh, he plays music before he plays a football
this
game.
This is not common. Oh, the music's so loud. Look at me, Louis, of any quarterback. He never showed up with his own boombox blasting his own music.
How old are you at this point? Oh, he plays music before 2.5 hours before a game.
Oh, you are so gaslighting. You should gaslighting, son of a, you know
what. Let me get you a bottle of Ensure while we're at it.
Oh.
You need some of those special diapers? Too?
Yes, I do.
Did your Buckeye card just get in the mail as well? He plays music 2.5 hours.
Other quarterback does this,
too loud?
Let alone a backup quarterback.
Are they too
Peterlin.
Loud for you?
I understand you have to say everything the guy does in bleep gold ingots. This is embarrassing.
No, what's embarrassing is the sabotage on Shador for playing music is embarrassing. It's 3 hours before the game.
So he should, but no.
Do whatever you need to do to get yourself pumped up and excited to play this football game. I don't care if he had Cirque du Soleil at his locker before this game. If it gets him excited and ready to go,
bring him on. If Dylan Gabriel did this, you would call him the chump of all times. If Kenny Pickett did this, you would make fun of him and roast him in his tiny baby hands.
I roast those baby hands regardless of what he
That's
does.
That's fair.
You and I
but
both
you'd
know
roast
it.
Them harder, all right? You'd come up with creative ways to roast him. This is a different level of gaslighting.
Oh, please. You act like he's got like 50 Cent flanking him to the right, and he's got a whole music concert going on.
He's got a guy with a staff.
It's a guy with a staff. I don't know where the staff comes from. I can't defend the staff. I don't know where that comes from.
Who's carrying a boombox?
The guy looks like he's in Lord of the Rings. I don't know what's happening there.
Playing Shador's song.
What's a Gandalf? Is that the guy's name?
Yes.
He looks like he's Gandalf. I don't know where Shador thought that was going to be the right move. He's just playing his music. This is what we call you've called him before like an Instagram quarterback or something to that effect.
Social media influencer quarterback.
That's what this is. This is two birds with one stone. Hey, I promote my music because everyone's going to be listening to this as I go in, and it does absolutely nothing to harm my actual play. And the process gets me pumped up.
Nor does it help.
It gets him pumped up.
So that gets him going. He throws for 203 tutties tonight. He's going to be like it's Shagandolf. That's what it's going to be.
He might do the wrist up. He might do the wrist up, and then he might go, that was legendary, and then shout out this Gandalf character.
I got a
character.
Wrist motion for you right now. I got a couple for you. 216-474-0092.
You got arthritis with that old man takes you have?
You know what? I'm not going to fight fire with fire. All right? You've got Shador derangement syndrome, and it's showing, and I've been shown. I've been told. Mm-hmm. I've been instructed. I've grown up
you're like
you don't attack
you're
people
like
with sickness
30 seconds away from doing cowards. Oh, he's got a backwards cap on. How dare he? And you're wearing a backwards
you're
hat.
About 30 seconds away from needing a smoke and a cigarette.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why I said smoke and a cigarette, but I think you know what I mean.
We're going for some smoke and some electrolytes. I got it.
Ben in Strongsville, how we doing, buddy?
You guys are special.
Yo, how's it going?
It was really good until whatever the she arrival was at Panther Stadium.
Hey, listen, I don't know why we're so pessimistic about the cockiness, the swagger of Shador. We had that with Baker, and we let him walk.
Baker never did this.
Let's lean into it a little bit.
No, Baker just shaved his mustache three different ways before playing the Broncos.
What have we got to lose at this point? Let's just lean into it.
More games.
Let him do what he's got to do.
Ben, we appreciate you, buddy. All right. Ben, very nice young man from Strongsville. Appreciate you. If Shador starts week one, does the same thing, and they go 3-14, you will turn on him. You know how I know? Because when Baker was going 11-6 and shaving his mustache three times in a day, it was the funniest thing ever. When he did it the next year, he was an immature chotch, and that's why they were losing.
That is kind of how this works with athletes, with a lot of us. Like, if they're doing things that are out of the norm or doing things that just seem a little off, if they're winning, it's, hey, look at that personality. And if they're losing, it's like, how dare you do anything but football?
Mark on Twitter saying, it's just the culture now. I have no problem with him coming in with his music. No other quarterback does this. Like, this has to be, like, the guys.
Well, a lot of them wear headphones when they come in.
They don't have a guy carrying a staff and a big speaker that's playing their song.
Well, they don't have music to promote the same way. They got to promote the music.
All right. Po'boy.
Two birds, one stone.
Po'boy and Parma, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, this is a deep cut. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a movie called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. And every good black hero needs their own theme music. Jack Slade shows up. He's got a full band behind him. This is fantastic. I love it. I can't wait for more of it. Shador, go ahead. Get your own theme music. Get out there and shine, boy. Love it.
All right, thank you, Po'boy.
Thank you very much.
No one ever judges Joe Burrow when he shows up in his Fashion Week outfits. Like, that's Joe Burrow's hobby.
Because every quarterback
does
that.
He likes fashion, so he wears his different outfits, and he tries to stand out in any sort of way. Shador's hobby is making music. And so
he's
his
got
entrance,
like 12
then,
hobbies, his entrance, and they all involve something.
His hobby is making music, and so his entrance then collaborated with his love for music and his love for football. It's a way to express himself. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
If Joe Burrow did this, you would excessively make fun of him. I just need you, okay.
I don't believe that's true.
All I need you to acknowledge is that this is not typical, and no one else has tried what he's doing here in a preseason game.
You know what
game.
Else isn't typical?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shador Sanders. Not typical.
You're going to turn people against the kid.
Well, how am I doing it?
Because you're being such a chapologist.
It's not chapologist. It's just what
yes,
making a big,
you are.
You're the one
you're
making a deal.
You're gaslighting Cleveland.
There's no gaslighting happening here.
You're
it's not a big deal.
To admit what's happening.
He's got a hobby. He comes in with his song. Now, we've met in the middle with the Gandalf guy, okay? I don't know where that came from.
But he's that not one, he's not part of
that's
this.
That's also not Shador necessarily holding the stick. That's the Gandalf guy holding the stick. We can agree that one, that's a little out there. I'll meet you halfway on that. Gandalf doesn't
Shador
have to be involved
had a say in
this.
That?
The Gandalf guy doesn't have to be a part of this. That's a little
well,
odd.
Who's going
to
carry the speaker?
But having your speaker play your music as you come in, you get yourself hyped. Like, I do love the idea of whether it's an athlete, whether it's a performer, whether it's somebody in the creatives. Everyone's got their own ways of getting hyped up. And so making it as if it's a bad thing 2.5 hours before a game because somebody rolls in a speaker is just a wild take.
I think
these guys could do basically whatever they want as long as they show up 3 hours before the game, like,
and
you're
none
good.
Of them have done this.
They've all done different things in entering. That's why I brought up Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow
wears not the
wacky
same thing
outfits.
As looking like a weird male model.
It's kind of in the same ballpark.
This
that's
sniffing
Joe
your own
Burrow's,
farts.
That's Joe Burrow's
while
hobby.
Walking into the thing.
That's Myles Garrett wears the different costumes for Halloween every single year that he shows up.
This is not the same.
Like, it's different. Well, if Myles wrote a song, I'd be like, all right, walk in promoting your song. Who cares?
And then he'd release a song 6 minutes like, later saying the
do
opposite.
Do you really think that this impacts how Shador Sanders is going to play tonight?
No, but does
There's
he
no,
look like a
it.
Knob?
Then that's the end of the story.
By the way, do you really think this is going to impact how he's going to play?
No, it doesn't really. If it gets him 1% more confident, then that's not. It can't be a bad thing. But no, it's it's 2.5 hours before the game. None of it is going to impact any of it.
The whole point why the Browns, or not the whole point, part of the point of what makes, I think, Kevin Stefanski allergic to Shador Sanders is that Kevin, and the same thing with Baker, by the way, Kevin
I agree with
doesn't
this.
Want your personality. He wants you to be about football.
And I agree
so
with that.
So if you're trying to earn a spot in the quarterback derby, the quarterback kerfuffle, and they're not giving you any chance, and the first time you get a chance because of injuries, not because of any of the actual great work you've actually done in limited opportunities, but because of injuries you're starting, you come in like this, like you're Apollo Creed in the first Rocky. Yeah, I think this is going to, I think there's going to be some judgment on this one.
I agree. Stefanski has to hate this.
Going to be.
You know, we've known Stefanski long enough to know so there's no chance Stefanski's like, this is great. He might answer an interview question about it, be like, I love when people express their personalities because he's got to. I would imagine he was not thrilled with this entrance. I would imagine.
Let's go with.
Doesn't bother me in the slightest bit, though.
Alex in Fairlawn. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Alex.
I'm being gaslit by my partner, but other than that, I'm doing really well.
Yeah, and I think your partner, JP, over there is a little insane, to be honest.
Just a little.
This
insane?
Is too much. I mean, the insane to think about this entrance is like warranted and earned. Guys, this is week one of preseason. I mean, this.
So wait, so if he had played well, then you would have been like, this is okay?
My point is, if it was his rookie debut, I'd actually kind of understand it. It'd still be chotch, but I'd get it.
My point, you might think it's chotch, but my point is it's 2.5 hours before the game. Who cares what he does?
So if it was 1.5 hour before the game,
if this
be
is a half hour before the game, I'm like, you might want to lock it in, buddy. Like, at some point, you got to go to work. This is 2.5 hours before the game.
Who cares about what it is?
How am I
no
the insane
other quarterback
one?
Does it. Because should justify just about anything at this point.
Or we just call him a trendsetter and say, why hasn't any other quarterback done this?
That's the insanity that Alex is talking about.
Why hasn't any other? You know quarterbacks ever come into music? Oh, sorry he didn't put it in an iPod and have it in earphones.
Yes, he made everybody else listen to his crappy song. This is different. I just need you to address that this is different. That's what's driving me crazy.
No. What's driving you crazy is that, what's driving me crazy is how 1965 this take feels. Like, oh, he can't express himself at all? Can't play his own music?
Alex, come on. He
can't play his own music to get himself excited 2.5 hours before the biggest game of his career? 2.5 hours before?
No. Nobody else does this.
Maybe they should start.
I'm saying, you know, maybe you could just be like every single other NFL player and wear your bows in, and that's how you get locked in, and that's fine.
Oh, no, you're right. We want you to be Eminem in that Slim Shady music video where it's just everyone has the white t-shirt and the blonde hair, and it's an assembly line of those guys. He's got to fit in and be exactly just like everybody else. Why do you think everyone loves Shador the way that they do? It's because he doesn't do that. He beats to his own drum. He's got his own mentality.
You're beating
to himself there.
If Alex, that's why I
get why you don't like Shador, or you're not a Shador supporter at this point. You haven't understood.
I do like Shador, honestly, because I think he has potential. But at the same token, I think this is just way too cocky for the cockiness that hasn't been earned yet.
He's playing music on a speaker.
We appreciate it.
No, how is this cocky?
Alex, we appreciate you. You know how it is.
How?
That's what pisses me off.
He's playing music on a speaker.
It would piss you off.
No,
so bad.
It's music on a speaker 2.5 hours before a game.
If Aaron Rodgers did this, you would want to hand him over, deport him to Costa Rica so he could live amongst the ayahuasca flower.
He might enjoy that deportation. He might say, finally, they did it. Thank you.
Shador.
Like, I grew up in a whole history of people wearing boomboxes on their shoulders, walking around.
Shador.
And all of a sudden, having music openly playing that's your songs because he's proud of his own work is all of a sudden a bad thing.
By the way,
he's got a hobby. He's proud of what he does.
Now gloves are off. His song sucks. All right?
Well, now you're just being mean.
No, I'm being accurate. The song sucks.
Now you're just being mean. That's why he's gotta play it.
A 12-year-old wrote the song.
He's very proud of it. He wants people to hear it, and he's coming into the game. This gets him excited. You're just being hateful. It sucks.
It stinks.
You're just being hateful.
It's a crappy song.
I can't believe it.
If Kyler Murray released this song, all the Shador fans will be making fun of it. That's how caca the song is. It's not a banger. So the song stinks. It's even more embarrassing.
Hey, man, it gets him going. And you know what? Whatever gets you in the mood, whatever gets you right in order to play.
There, sex dungeon.
Again, we meet halfway. The Gandalf thing isn't great.
No, you're not.
I don't understand
me.
It. But
you're
but playing
going,
music,
you're going 12% of the way, playing
music,
half of the
openly
way.
Playing music before you make your entrance 2.5 hours before a football game can't be the criticism we have in 2025.
But here's the thing: you can't separate
that can't be it.
Gandalf. He's carrying the boombox, so he's clearly some sort of a Chaplant. All right,
we got to find out who this Gandalf guy is. We got to find out what his relation is. We got to find out.
It might be Gage Larvadane.
I was going to say it's actually Deontay Johnson. He's just trying to get on his good side for tonight.
216-474-0092. If you've seen this ridiculous video of Shador walking in with Gandalf, the staff.
Yeah, when Nick scribes it out. Athlete plays music loudly, walking into a stadium to play
Charming
football game.
Or Chach. More on this in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.